Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich, and you are listening to Crime Talk. In March of 2019, the FBI, Colorado Bureau of Investigations, and the Frederick Police Department released the Chris Watts jail interviews they conducted to gain more insight into his heinous crimes. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, ScottReich.com, and check out Crime Talk on Facebook and Instagram. Hope you enjoy.
Cancel that. Can we, like, do something? Like, from what I remember, I even said, can we move to Brighton? Just to get away from, like, this house.
Oh.
But, like, I'm not sure if that was, like in the beginning or the end of part of the conversation or whatnot. That conversation went so many different ways. Like, they'd gone from, like, staying together to not staying together to just, like, all of the above.
Okay. So this is half an hour, or what?
Definitely not more than half an hour.
I don't think.
Are you crying? Is she crying?
It's back and forth. It's like, you know, she's got, you know, mascara. She didn't wash her face when she got home. She had makeup on still, so mascara is running all over her and stuff like that. Nothing about that conversation. I just wish I could take all of it back. Just the whole Nikki thing back, everything. But
so when did it turn?
As far as that conversation? Mm-hmm. Just at the end when I was telling her, like, I told her I didn't love her anymore. That's when it happened.
What happened?
She told me to get off her and then I put my hand on her.
Okay.
Did you say she said something like that you were hurting the baby or something?
That was before that, because like when I was straddling her, it was kind of like around her waist type deal.
Why did you get on her like that?
When we got on the bed, that's just where I got on.
Is that so she would listen to you?
I felt like, I mean, she could probably listen to me just laying beside her, but I got on top of her. Mm-hmm. And every time I think about it, I'm just like, did I know I was going to do that before I got on top of her? I don't know.
Really? That's an interesting thought, Chris. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you knew.
It's like, the whole, everything that happened that morning, I don't know, like, I try to go back in my head, I'm just like, I didn't want to do this, but I did it. Everything just kind of like...
Felt like you had to?
It just felt like it was... I don't even want to say it felt like I had to, it just felt like... There was already something in my mind that I was planning that I was going to do it, and I woke up that morning, it was going to happen, and I had no control of it.
You never thought about it before?
It was just like, I don't want, like in the sentencing hearing, that prosecutor said it takes 2 to 4 minutes for something like that to happen. Like, why couldn't I just let go? I didn't.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, I just let go.
Was it feeling like it was in motion and you just couldn't stop it?
Yeah, it was just like, I don't even want to know what she saw when she looked back at me, honestly.
Did you look at her? What was she doing?
She looked fighting.
Why do you think she wasn't fighting?
I don't know. Maybe she was praying. Maybe she was just... Now, I read the Bible that said, the scripture says, forgive these people for they do not know what they do. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was saying that. I don't know what she was saying in her head, but she, like when you guys told me, like, take off your shirt and step check for defensive wounds, and there wasn't going to be any. She didn't fight. I don't know why.
Like, she didn't grab. Could she grab your arms, arms pinned down? Or
not that I remember. I don't think so. I mean, I don't think I moved to where my knees were around her arms or anything. But, it's just kind of like when I got on top of her, we started talking. That was it. It's kind of like in my head, or like in the back of my head, that was going to happen. And just like at the end of the conversation, it was just like, that's what happened. I just wish I could have let go.
Did it seem like it was that long? 2 to 4 minutes? How long did it seem for you?
Almost kind of felt like it was longer almost, because it felt like time was standing still. It's kind of like I just saw my life just disappearing before my eyes, but I couldn't let go. It was like somebody else, like if you picture somebody else around you, holding your hands, holding you, keep you from not letting go.
some point there was a statement about rage. Do you feel like you're in a rage at that point?
That's the only way I can describe it, honestly. Like a snap, something. I mean, I guess my attorney had said like some, you know, strangulation. It's more of like a, I don't know, passionate type thing. I'm just like, I don't know how that can be passionate.
It's just intimate because you're right in there. Yeah. Using your own hands. It's a lot different than someone standing across the room and you shooting them or something like that. So
it just felt like somebody was like behind me, just couldn't let go.
It's interesting to me because there was a lot of things in your life that were like that, right? Where you're just like, maybe felt out of control, or maybe felt like, I don't know why I couldn't take a step back, or, you know, like even when you said, when your buddy was like, let's go to the football game. You wanted to say yes, you could.
Yeah, I wanted to. Like, I'd never been. I haven't been to a football game since North Carolina, so I was just like, yeah, sure. Like, I wanted to say that.
Yeah.
I wanted to just text him, hey, you know, here's your fell through, can't. Okay, go.
So, then what?
Just then. After, you know, Shanann was, I guess, once she was gone, it was just like, I didn't know what was going on. It's like, it was like a traumatic, I don't know what you call it, traumatic event type, and everything, and like, I was shaking, I didn't know what had happened. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what I had done. I still wasn't in that right state of mind. I don't think like I was in control of what I could think or what I could do at that point in time. Like most people say, like, why don't you just call 911? I was like, unless you're in that situation, you don't know. You don't know what you would have done. Mm-hmm. It's easy to play Monday morning quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Like you said, if somebody shoots somebody, you don't know what they're going through their mind at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you'd have done.
So what happened next?
Bella came in.
Is that what happened? Bella came in. What'd she say?
Mom.
Did she hear something? Is that what she came
Obviously, in? I think.
Okay. What'd you tell me? And then, did that happen with Bella right in that room?
Not in the front room.
What happened?
She walked in as, you know, she's docking up. She was sleeping. Mm-hmm.
Did you take her back to her room?
Put Shanann in that sheet and found the site.
Okay. And what?
Carried her downstairs and backed my truck up.
At that point, were the girls still there? Okay. So then Shanann's in the truck. Then you went back to the house.
Got everybody back in the truck.
Was Bella first or was Cece first?
In the truck.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So Shanann was first and then Bella was next. Was Bella alive when you guys got in the truck? Oh, okay. What happened?
I woke back up.
Okay.
I don't really want to talk about this part, honestly.
Okay.
Those are my kids. This is my baby. I have to talk to them every night. I don't see them. Every time I see pictures, I don't know how this could have happened. Being a dad was the best part of my life. I took it all away.
I think that's the hardest part for us, Chris, is we see those videos, we see that love that you had for your girls, like, it's obvious to us, and even to us, it's hard for us to understand how a dad who's given piggyback rides and, you know, making snacks and watching princess movies and those kinds of things, how you get to that point, you know?
I don't know. Like I said, it was just like something else was controlling me that day. I had no control over what I was like to fight back.
Yeah.
Like when that prosecutor said it, Bella bit her tongue, like repeatedly, I just wanted to just bang my head up against the wall.
So you put Shanann in the truck, and then you put the two girls in the truck? Were they just sitting in their car seats, or I guess they didn't probably have car seats in your truck, did they?
No, they were sitting in the back with the, like, in that bench.
So Shanann was back there, too?
She was on the floor.
What did they say about Shanann being on the floor?
Mommy, okay.
What did you tell them?
She'll be fine.
Did you have their stuff with them? With their toys and their blankets and stuff?
They had something with them that they carried. One of them, I think Cece and Bella had like a blanket or something with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pink blanket. Or...
What about the dog? I think one of them had a dog, right? That talked or...
Dog. Yeah, Cece. Yeah, one of them had like a little barking dog.
Was that with you too? Do you know?
I think it was. Try to, it's harder to remember. Like, if they had like a big blanket, small blanket.
So, I think I saw on the video that you put a gas can or something in the back of your truck. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Did you have different plans when you put that in there?
I don't know what was going through my head. I felt like maybe I could just get rid of myself at the same time if I was doing all this, honestly.
Yeah.
Did you just think about that?
What'd you think about that?
I felt like I deserved to live after what had happened.
Was there any thought to the whole family going away that day, to include you?
After everything happened, that's a definite thought.
Yeah. See, it's interesting to me. We had all kind of wondered if there was a point when you were all together and if you were all going to pass together. That to me makes sense because that's, even though it sounds crazy, that's what a family man does, right?
Family man doesn't do what he did.
No, I know. I guess what I mean is it seems like you guys were going to be together forever in that way. Is that maybe what's going through your head?
Honestly, I just felt like I didn't deserve to live.
Yeah.
And it was like whatever judgment I was gonna come upon myself, you know. I just didn't deserve to be on this earth anymore. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Okay.
So, what made you not do that? Do you think?
I don't know if it was just more of like a, because with the sight, maybe it was just more of like I would have hurt more people than just me and everybody else. Like, I know there's other people out there, not like at the site, but other people like maybe out in the area. Like, I didn't want something like on the site to catch fire and blow up, and then other people around would get hurt in the same.
So you were thinking initially about starting a fire out there, or an explosion, or something, or
not for that. Just like maybe I could just take care of myself. And that would have been good.
Wow.
Gasoline. That's the only thing you do. I mean, I don't have a gun. I don't have anything like that. It's not like you just commit suicide that way. But
so just
like,
to blow yourself up.
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
I don't have weapons. I've never hunted before in my life. I don't know what, I mean, nothing was right that morning.
Yeah. I remember you kept telling me that He kept saying, I didn't know what I was doing, Tammy. I didn't know.
Like, yeah, when you asked him about the sheet, like, what were you doing? Like, I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah. I think you were just, like, in automatic mode, or it seemed like. So did you drive straight out there? So what were you thinking on the way out there?
I was kind of like what I'm doing right now. I'm just, like, you know, nervous, shaking, not knowing, like, you know, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, my life is completely changed. I don't know, like, what's happening. Like, honestly, like, I try to picture that whole ride. Like, it's, like, 45 minutes to an hour ride out there. And it's just, like, couldn't I have, like, saved my girl's life? Couldn't I have done something? Why did I do that? I don't know.
Right.
Like, this is my flesh and blood. This is, like, what I wanted all my life was to be a dad, just to have, you know, kids, and they love me. They, you know, all that. And it just nothing made sense.
Right.
Like, the oil tank, nothing made sense. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. So what happened when you got out there?
I took Shanann out to a place off to the site.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
What were the girls doing when you were doing that?
Just sent them back to the truck.
And then what happened after that?
CC was first. She did have a blanket. She had a blue blanket. A Yankee blanket.
So was she alive when she went into the oil tank? No.
I put the blanket over her head.
And that's how she passed. Good grief.
I put the blanket over her. I didn't want to. No. I strangled her right there in the back seat.
Okay.
What was Bella doing?
She didn't desire.
Did she understand? Did she know what was going on?
She didn't say anything.
The same for Bella, just without a blanket.
With the blanket.
Oh, okay.
I didn't look. Like, every time I closed my eyes, I started to see her saying, "Daddy, no," and that was it.
That's what Bella said.
I hear that every day.
Do you really?
Sorry doesn't take anything back that I did.
I know. Is it possible that in your mind you didn't want them to suffer throughout their life? Was this like a mercy thing?
I mean, you can say that like after the fact, but it was just like, I don't...
You didn't feel like that during
it? I just didn't. I felt like it was just like an anger with Shanann, with everything, that I was just taking it out on everybody that was in front of me that morning.
Yeah.
Kids growing up without their parents, they, I mean, depending on what grandparents or whoever they grew up with, seemed to be fine, but it was just like, it was an anger thing. It was just like...
And what were you so angry at Shanann about? Like, if you could pinpoint it.
Nothing that makes anybody to want to do this. I mean, you could be angry at your spouse like your whole life, but you should never have done anything like this. You should never let it get to that point. But I let it get to a point where I've never been angry before. Like, this was like the epitome of being angry.
Yeah.
The epitome of like showing a rage, the epitome of like losing your mind. I mean, even like some people in here said, "Dude, like, the heck happened? You must have freaking snapped." And like, I just walked away. I'm just like, you know, it's I don't see it in my mind how it could have, like, you know, I look outside every day. I'm like, what could we be doing right now? But, you know, right now I'd have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and likely a 1-month-old son. And a beautiful wife. And just like, right now it's just me.
I watched that video of you finding out that Shanann was pregnant. Don't seem excited. You seem like kind of in shock.
Scared.
And yeah, like, oh fuck. Like, well, it's already complicated, and now this.
Well, it's like, when we had talked about it like a couple weeks, it happened fast. Like, with Bella, it was like, we almost gave up trying. And then she bought me like a supercharger for my car. And then with Cece, it was like, we had to try and try and try. And then finally, but with Nico, it was, you know, once or twice, and then like 2 weeks later, she's pregnant.
Is that what happened?
Yes. It's just like, it was more of like, surprise, scared. I'm like, wait, what? Like, we just talked about this. Like, you know? You know, people have brought up the fact, like, oh, she was probably pregnant before, like, you guys even talked about it. I'm just like, it's not, no. But like, yeah, it was insanely fast. I give it that. Like, that's the only reason I ever gave that notion, like, even the moment of thought, because it was, like, faster than any other time that she'd gotten pregnant.
You just didn't seem happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't remember the video much. I know she was wearing, like, a Oops, We Did It Again shirt, I think. And I was walking out of my cooler or something. And I don't remember, like, my actual, like, reaction, like, watching the video. But, like, I could see her surprise. See, like, didn't seem like he was jumping for joy type thing.
Yeah, it didn't seem like that.
Did you watch the one of the, when I found out about Cece?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Is it totally different?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, because Bella was in the crib, and it had an eviction notice on the...
Oh, yeah, I think you told me about it. Yeah, I never saw it, though.
Yeah. I picked up Bella and spun her around and whatnot. This time it was just me and Shanann, and she was in the kitchen. I don't know, like, I don't forget what date it was, maybe like June 3rd or 5th or 7th, I'm not sure like what date it was in the video, but maybe I already felt guilty about talking to Nikki at work.
Yeah.
Maybe that was going through my head.
Is that the potential timing? Does that make sense? Okay.
I don't remember the video, what date the video was, but I knew like I kind of met Nikki around like June 1st. I knew like she told me like afterwards.
When you say met her, you mean like went on a date with her?
No, I never went on a date with her until she was in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Just like flirting stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there was natural flirting back and forth, and that was just like, I knew that like with that video timing, I probably just looked like I was like, felt guilty for even talking to the girl at work.
You probably did, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys fight before, you and Shanann? I know you talked about, like, not really raising your voice and stuff. Was there... Because I want to say, didn't a neighbor talk about them fighting and stuff?
Yeah, but that was embellished and exaggerated, and he retracted that.
Oh, he ended up doing that?
Yeah, he retracted that. So.
Did you guys ever fight? Did you ever... was there any domestic violence in your house? Like,
no, never.
This is strange to us to
even
have...
from her to you, I mean...
Yeah.
She gets mad when she's pregnant and grabs a knife, or
no, like
scratches you or smacks you around or nothing.
No, she's never like nothing.
Okay,
that's what makes all this even more hard to understand from my standpoint, and from yours too.
Yeah,
did she ever belittle you at all? Did you ever feel that way? Maybe
was that?
Did she ever make you feel like she belittled you, or you felt belittled by her?
I mean, there's always points like in a marriage where like, you know, the dominant person like, you know, takes control of everything. But like, you know, I was just, my whole life I just kind of went with the flow. Like, yeah, I never like put myself in the center of attention. I didn't want to be.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be in the back row.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it was if she did belittle me, I couldn't pick that exact point or time.
So you never really felt that way, right?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I always knew I was, like, you know, the introvert, and she was the, you know, she took control of most situations, like, when people came over, like, you know, I knew what I, my role was.
Yeah.
Like, I watch videos of, like cooking, you know, or she'd make like power balls or, you know, or like protein balls or whatever.
Yeah.
You just don't seem like you want to be in those videos.
No.
Like, I feel like you were being forced to be in those videos, and correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, that's what it seemed like to me.
I hated being in videos. I mean, I did it because for her, because right. It was for her business and
sure.
stuff, but like it was, you know, I hated just being out
yeah.
for everybody to see. That's why I like the whole like, the gender reveal thing, I was just like, I didn't want it to be like some live Facebook video. I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
But like, I never wanted to be out there.
Yeah.
I know, I'm like.
Well, even when she was, because we talk about this a lot, Tammy and I, but even when it was, you know, I think it was Florida on some Level or Thrive thing, and she's like, here we are, and it's all expenses paid, and
I was like,
I remember looking at you and thinking, like, he is not into this video right now.
No, you don't look into any of the videos, I'll be honest with you.
I wouldn't be either.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember you talking about, like, she would even post stuff for you, like,
because oh, yeah.
you're technically a salesman, too, of
yeah,
Lavelle, of
yeah,
Thrive.
Like, she put me underneath her, not, like, anything, like, any of my friends or stuff, like, anything I do would help her.
Right.
So it was just, you know, I would send her pictures. Like I should take a picture with your patch. I'm like, okay, send it to her, and then she'd make a post about it. And she was like, I need to take more control over, like, your business and stuff. I'm just like, I don't know what to talk about.
Right.
Like, if I wanted to talk to somebody at the mall or at the pool or somebody about this, I'd just stumble all over my words and just, like, they'd be like, okay, bye. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the salesman. She could sell everything you're wearing back to you.
Right.
And you wouldn't even know it. Like, wait, I just paid $20 for this shirt, and I paid $20 for it. Yeah, it's, those videos were not me. I did it just to support her. You know, like, she would always say, oh,
could you tell her no? Could you say, I don't want to be in that video? Or was that an option?
Probably not. I mean, it's like, you know, she would have been like, well, why is this to, you know, help our family? Is this for, you know, to help this and that, you know? So I couldn't have told her no. I mean, it would have made her mad. I would have been like, no. I wouldn't want to start that just because it's for the business. It's for the family, you know. I was just going to try to help out whoever we can.
Right.
Did that actually make money?
Mm-hmm.
So not only just more sales, but it actually put money in your guys' pocket?
Mm-hmm. She made probably in that last year, probably as much as I did.
On commissions, basically? I mean, I know that's a simplified version of it, but...
Yep, I mean, it's, they don't take taxes out on it, so...
Right.
So that was, like, the good thing, and they paid for your car.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Did they give you an allowance or something mm-hmm. to buy a car?
Yep, if you're a certain level, like a 12K or above, they give you a car allowance once a month. I'm not sure how they made money, the owners doing that, but they did.
Yeah.
Unless there's just like an insane markup on the product, which I probably guess there is.
Probably is, yeah.
I'm not sure how much it costs for them to make it.
Yeah.
Did you feel like a different person wearing those patches?
Especially like the duo, the burn. I mean, the Apple Watches, like if you look on it, like when it tells you to exercise, it says mm-hmm. I was exercising like all day. My heart rate was like up.
Oh.
Just from those patches.
Was it full of caffeine or what?
They just have something. They had something in them. I mean, the black label ones, the longer black ones, those had caffeine in them, but it never had that effect. I mean, the Duo Burn ones, the ones that are more of like the fat loss type, it felt like I was working out all day, even though I wasn't.
Oh, were you tired?
I mean, I know at some points I mean, even Nikki said that, like, you know, I'd fall asleep on the couch, on her couch, while I was talking to her, and then, like, pick back up like I was, like, I never knew I fell asleep, which I don't know if it was, like, an insomnia thing or what, but, like, I wasn't sleeping much.
You had a lot going on then.
Yeah. Yeah, but those were the only patches I really felt like a real big difference on, just because it felt like I was working out all day.
Mm-hmm. You don't feel like they changed your personality or anything like that, though? Or do you?
I don't know. I don't really know. I know I just felt different on those than any other patch. It was... But like I did just go longer and longer each day, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure like if that was probably a bad thing. Cause I don't think I was probably sleeping more than 3 hours a night.
So would you stay at, when Shan was gone? Would you stay with Nikki and then go home for like to get ready for work?
Yeah, I just wake up at like 4:30 and go home and get ready for work and leave. Mm-hmm. And I just work out when I got back home. Mm-hmm.
What were the conversations with Nikki as far as at some point you guys were talking about her helping you find an apartment? So what did you guys talk about as far as your future together?
That didn't really happen until like I got back from the beach. So I told her like I lied to her like, hey, you know, like I had talked to Shannon about getting the separation.
And that talk hadn't happened yet.
No, I mean, okay. it kind of like, not, I mean, she knew something was going on. Yeah. She knew we weren't sleeping in the same room, and then she even mentioned the fact like, hey, you know, Colorado's a 50-50 state or something like that. And which I was like, okay, well, I guess she looked it up. But you know, that actual talk hadn't like actually happened. I was just like, I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah. And so when. In conversations with Nikki, and I get it. I mean, you're telling her like the progress toward the divorce is a little bit more than it was. Mm-hmm. And then, so what were you guys planning?
So it was more of like she's gonna help me find an apartment that was affordable. That's mm-hmm. kind of just around like Brighton or maybe just close to work, like another Fort Lupton or something around there. That's kind of like where my area was. Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about moving in with her?
She didn't want that.
She didn't want that. Would you have done that if she would have been cool with that?
I'd have been a little too soon. I would have thought there was just, you know, we'd only been really seeing each other like almost like a month or maybe just talking about 2 months. That would have been really. She called her house, like her apartment, like her, I don't know, like her kind of like a shield or kind of like her. She had another word for it, but...
Like her safe place?
Yeah, like a safe mm-hmm. place or something like that. And she said, like, you know, people like to invade it, but that's why she always let me come over, because she said she felt like it was... That was fine, like, her dog liked me and everything. Like, she would say, hey, you know, you just ship people along here type thing. You know, okay.
So you and Shannon, did you talk about selling the house? At what point did you... Some discussion there with Ann Meadows.
Yeah, she had sent an email about to Ann about like how we would go about like selling the house.
Yeah,
and I think Ann told her about, you know, get like Ann was always about getting pre-approved. Just like, you know, like if you're going to sell your house, get pre-approved for like another house, so it's like, you know, much faster.
Yeah, so you just quickly transition from mm-hmm. one to the other. Okay. When did that happen? Remember?
I think it was either right before we left. No, that had to have been like. First week of August, somewhere around there. I think she may have contacted her.
Okay. So the plan was maybe to buy a house. I think you told me in Brighton, you think about buying a house in Brighton.
Yeah, just like, she liked that Adams 12 mm-hmm. school system or something. Yeah. So.
Okay.
I think that's what Brighton is. Actually.
Yeah.
What were you thinking about when you called the school that day, on Monday?
I was freaking out. I didn't know, like, I was thinking in my head, like, what I just did, what I just done, and I didn't know, like, it was stupid to do anything. Just, I mean, to call the school, to call Ann, to call anybody. I mean, they were right to be, you know, suspicious about anything, because I knew I probably sounded eccentric on the phone and out of sorts and just. I don't even know what they were thinking. They heard me.
I think they thought I was weird, but I don't know how you would not sound weird, you know, like you said. So
So are you 100% sure the girls were still around and alive when you drove out? Okay. So that's completely accurate. There's nothing else about that.
They got in the truck.
Okay.
Where did the blanket go?
Either probably in the trash can or something, I think.
In the trash?
It wasn't like, it was still in my truck.
Okay. We thought we saw some GPS where you would stop by near construction, roll-off dumpster. Is that true, or?
I think that's like, I dumped my clothes in there.
So is that what been on the way back to the house?
Yeah. My neighborhood.
Yeah. When Officer Kunab was there? Okay. Was it one of those red construction dumpsters?
More than likely.
Okay.
Did you pack new clothes? How did that work?
I already have some in there, because, like, in case we had, like, a spill or something.
Oh. Yeah.
If you ever get crude oil on you, you don't. Yeah, I have two pairs of boots, all kinds of different stuff in there, just because, like, just one time I had to pick up a spill and I had defrost on, and I had, like, a headache for, like, 2 weeks, because, like, the crude oil that comes with it. So I always have some in there.
So where did you keep them after you took them off? Like, did you just change out there into your new... other clothes?
I dumped my clothes in that dumpster.
But that wasn't that on the way back? When you were coming? Like, you'd already worked the whole day,
yeah.
Right?
I'd worked, like, till, like, 11 or so.
11.
Yeah. So that was back when Nicole Atkinson...
Yeah, when she was at my house. Or Bella's when I knew when I was at the house.
Right.
Did you think right then, like, oh, fuck, like, here we go? Or what were you thinking about?
I didn't know why she was there. I was like, I didn't know, like, maybe she had an appointment or something with Shanann. I didn't know.
What did you think, like, that day, like, what you were going to say? Like, what was your plan? Were you just going to go home and be like, report to the police that your family's gone, or?
I had no idea what was going to happen. Like, after everything, I mean, I don't even know how I was even acting even normal to people that I was around. Because when, like, Troy and Cody and Chad and Melissa and all them, like, you know, when they showed up on the site, I don't even know how I was even being somewhat even coherent what I was saying, but apparently not, I shouldn't be. So I didn't know what was going to happen. Like I said, this wasn't like something like some criminal minds type.
Like, well thought
yeah,
out.
Yeah, thing. It wasn't nothing like that.
You're just minute by minute at that point.
Yeah, it was, I had no idea what was going to happen.
So once the girls were gone, was it also just a minute-by-minute thing as far as the oil tanks?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I just thinking about an oil tank just makes me want to throw up.
And was that just because it was in front of you and there it was and just presented itself? It wasn't a plan beforehand? Okay. Was there any reason why the separate ones?
No, it's like you said, it was like a just going up the stairs, and it just didn't. No, like what Frank said, it's like I was trying to separate everybody. That's not.
No.
No, yeah. I didn't want to separate anybody.
What was the reason?
I can't even tell you. It was like I said, like something else was in control of what I was doing, and it was like I was doing something I never thought I would ever do in my life.
Did you think there would be less chance of someone finding them if they were in separate tanks, or?
I don't know.
Sounds like a little.
Whatever my reasoning was in my head that day, it wasn't sound. Nothing was right.
And you don't even remember thinking about it.
No, it was just like a reaction of something that I wasn't even thinking about.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the trash bags? Do you remember that?
Oh, with the...
There were two?
Oh, with... Okay. Yeah, just trying to... Because, like, the sheet kept... I didn't want to... Like, when I was putting one coherent, I guess, thing I had, like, I didn't want the girls looking at Shanann while they were in the back seat. Mm.
So what'd you do?
I put a trash bag on one end and on her feet and on her head, so they didn't have to see.
Okay.
And they were just too little to kind of figure out, right?
Yeah, they didn't know.
Okay.
That's good. I just know, like, when I was driving up there, I mean, you know, they were just, you know, sitting there just, you know, kind of asleep or kind of just, like, you know, holding on to each other, laying in each other's laps. You know, I didn't.
Do you remember having any thoughts or thinking about why not just putting them all together with Shanann?
Honestly, it was just happening so fast. I had no time to really have a thought that was my own.
Okay.
But I wasn't, like, dutifully trying to separate anybody from passing away, trying to keep anybody separate. And everything, you know, Frank, Sandy, and Frankie said, you know, like, I don't hold it against them. I mean, they can hate me for, they have a right to hate me for the rest of their lives.
They don't hate you.
In fact, while we're on the subject, I speak with them weekly, and I told them that we were going to come here, and then hopefully they would speak with us. And they told me to tell you, understandably, they're devastated. But they actually said that they love you. They still love you. And Sandy explained it. You know, he's our son-in-law for 8 years. I can't just turn that off. So they don't hate you. They don't.
That's amazing to hear that.
Yeah. Well, and I can tell you Sandy was the one that was most resistant to penalties in this case. And she said that. She told me that from the very beginning. But she didn't want that. It's God's decision. It's not her decision. And then she told me that even then. So it's not just a one-time thing that she has said it to me. It's been over the whole course of the event. So that's probably one of the most honest things someone's ever told me. You know, so it's pretty amazing. Faith is, she's obviously a believer. So am I. I get it. So I understand it.
That's amazing to hear that.
Yeah. Good people.
I would have figured they would have hated me for.
They don't. I mean, yeah, anybody would think that. I certainly would have, but I have to admit, I was surprised. Really taken aback by that, but they certainly don't.
So. What did they say when they knew you were coming out here?
They said they want to know, you know, details because they need closure. And that's really all they want. And they want to keep it private. And I said, well, absolutely. That's, you know, we'll talk to them about what you told us. And just so they can put it past them. Because they're having a hard time dealing with it and trying to get past it all. And I think that may help. Just to, you know, just to know.
Closures, you know. I mean, my parents still think, you know, like, I've told them I pled guilty for a reason.
Right.
And, like, I told it to them when they had that video phone thing in Colorado the day before, like, I pled guilty for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't just, you know, I knew other people were watching. So I didn't just go in and, like, just say anything. But, mm-hmm. Like, they seemed to take it, like, okay.
Mm-hmm. What made you do that, Chris? What made you plead guilty?
I didn't want anybody else to. I didn't want them to go through this for 2 or 4 years. I didn't want my attorneys to lie for me for two or four years. Like, they would have done anything I told them to do.
Sure.
That's what they're. I don't see how they can do that. And, like, you know, that's what attorneys do. You know, like, they take their defendant and they say, like, what happened? Okay, we'll go with that story. Like, I told them everything I just told you guys. And it's just like. They got together, like, well, if, you know, if they ever offered a plea deal, would you ever want to, like, just plead guilty to them? I'm like, yeah, I mean, if we can end this, end it. Like, I was, like, in September, I told them that.
Really?
Yeah, they, like, but, you know, it was way too early, and prosecution was still doing their, this guy used to grabbing evidence and all kind of stuff, and that wasn't even really on the table. So I think it was like around Halloween, mm-hmm. I think that's when the prosecution went to Frank and Sandy and Frankie's house. And he's talking like, if we can end this, would you be open to that? And that's when, like, you know, like the whole death penalty and everything, all that
right.
conversation happened. And I guess they were surprised that it would just be over.
Yeah.
And
we were all in shock, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that was like...
It's like we were going 100 miles an hour, and then we just hit a brick wall. Like, that's what it felt like to all of us. So, I mean, obviously you had more time to contemplate it than us.
Yeah, I told John and Kate and Sophia and everybody, Amy, hey, it's like, if we can just stop this, and like, I know it's, you know, everybody's telling me to fight this, you know, they're about saying there's like not enough evidence to such this and that, and I'm just like, no, I'm just like, this needs to end. Like, I don't want people to have to, because for Frank and everybody to have to fly back to Colorado every single time and get reminded of this, like, I'm not sure, it's never going to go away, but to actually have to come and talk about it, have other people talk about it, have, you know, all three of you get on the witness stand and say, you know, what they saw, what they've seen, you know, what they heard on tapes and everything like that. It's just like, I don't want people to live that over and over and over again for years. Like, if I could just end this for everybody, and then, like, if there's any closure at all, they could, you know, they could start then instead of, like, 2022.
Right.
You know, like, you know, and everything just, like, so I know it'd only get worse for everybody.
So did it have anything to do with you not having the death penalty?
No, like, I mean, honestly, like, when I was sitting in that cell, I felt like I should die. I mean, I was listening to everybody telling me, like, hey, if you do this and this, you can hang yourself in that cell. You could do this and that.
They were, like, telling you stuff.
Yeah, you could drown yourself in the toilet if you wanted to fill your toilet bowl up or something like that. It was, they've been there a bunch of times. And, like, you know, at one point I was listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just like, you know, I just felt like maybe there's a different purpose for me somewhere. You know, maybe it's here. I don't know. Like, I prayed to God every day that he would move me away from Colorado. Like, move me away from, like, the DOC there, because I just knew, like, they were saying there was a hit on me. They said if I was going to a DOC in Colorado, like, I'd last a week and I'd be dead. Because of, like, the gangs and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just felt like God moved me here for a reason. And hopefully I can help people that way. But, like, I didn't want my family, I didn't want Shannon's family, all of our friends, like, you know, having to go through that. Because after a while, I knew it was, like, this stuff was everywhere. And I knew, like, all her Thrive friends, everybody, that was just, like, it would just broke, just put that hole in their heart just a little bit bigger every time. I didn't want that. I knew it would have gotten worse. I didn't want it to get any worse than it already was.
Did you ever think about, well, you know, it could be very believable what I told him. It could be very believable that Shanann did, you know, end the girls. And so maybe if I tried to convince people that, maybe if I fought with my attorneys on that, maybe I could lessen it somehow. Did you ever think about that?
Honestly, I never even thought about the story until you guys mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay.
I wondered.
I never even thought about it until you guys mentioned it.
But what did you think about it once it got mentioned?
It's just like, I just went with it. I didn't, like, you know, I knew my dad was out there. I knew it was, like, you know, I knew they would probably believe it because, you know, my mom and my sister just never really liked Shanann. Mm-hmm. I knew, like, you know, I mean, through all this, like, I got letters from some of my friends that even said, you know, when we went over to your house, we could see, you know, Shanann more of a dominant personality and more of, like, you know, you're always helping with the kids and everything. Just, you know, you're a great dad and everything. We could see, you know, a couple things that I never saw or, you know, whatnot. And even my best friend Mark even said, you know, there's always, you know, something, you know, I didn't really get with Shanann. I'm just like, nobody ever told me any of this stuff, but okay. But yeah, it was, I never thought about that story. And, you know, that's what my attorneys were going with.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think it was probably the second week I told them, like, what had really happened.
What did they say after that?
They were quiet. They were writing it down. They were, they said they wouldn't judge me. So I told them. I told them everything that happened. And they you know, appreciated, like, I guess, you know, most of the time, you know, their defendant for their, you know, defense don't, like, tell them actually what happened.
No. Yeah.
They just, you know, tell them, all right, get me out of here. And this is what happened. But I told them what happened. I didn't want them going, if this was going to go, like, anywhere in courts, I didn't want them to be under a false pretense and, like, get surprised. So I know, like, there was probably things that you guys probably knew that maybe if I lied to them and just tell them, no, this is what happened, that it would have, like, made them look, you know, foolish and stupid and just, like, you know, unprepared. And I'm just like, this is what happened. And they, you know, they appreciated me telling them that. So now they would be prepared. And that's when they were saying, like, you know, if it was ever, you know, if we ever went to them, the prosecution, say, if we could end this, would I be open to it? I'm like, if it could end, send it.
I know there was, like, wasn't her phone found on the couch or between the couch cushions? Like, did you plant all that stuff?
I just threw it in there.
You just threw it in there?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I don't know what was going on that morning. Like, even, like, you know, her watch, her phone, like, I, you know, that was actually, like, if I'd planned this, I would probably just take it out to the field, probably, you know?
But, what about, you know, her ring and stuff? What were you thinking about that?
It's like, you know, maybe she actually really wanted a divorce. Maybe she didn't want to fix it. Just put it there on the counter.
She took it off? Or did you take it off?
I took it off.
Okay. Oh, so that would look like she was saying, I want a divorce. I'm leaving it here when I'm taken off. I see.
So the phone and her watch and the couch, was that morning before you left to go to service?
Okay. That's, I think, Nicole's son found it or something.
Yeah.
What other things did you do that maybe we even missed?
Tried the phone and the watch. You know, I got through the therapy book she wanted me to read in the trash.
That was that morning?
I think so.
Were you trying to make it look like she threw it in the trash?
I don't know. I just, like, I just didn't think it was, nothing was ever going to work again. So it was, I didn't know what was going on.
Did you go down to the basement? I thought the basement door open.
Yeah, the door is open, but yeah. So there was a lot of movement, you know, I think it was around 4:26 or something. And the garage door opening, the basement door opening, and then, of course, the living room sensors and all. Do you remember what you were doing all during that time?
Other than, you had a lot of steps. Of, I'll just say that.
Okay. So, like, the basement, I'm not sure. I mean, the only thing I really have down there is my workout, the bench press and whatnot.
Do you remember going down there for anything or opening that door for anything? Did you think about, well, maybe I'll take her out that way, or is it a walkout basement?
No.
I wasn't at your house. Okay.
No, it's like a garden level basement. So
okay.
But no, I don't remember really. I don't think it worked out that morning.
Like, were you packing your lunch in the kitchen? Like, did you have to do all that normal stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely packed the lunch and everything. Did all that, but I don't remember about the basement. Unless I just worked out that morning, I just don't remember. I don't think I did.
So one of the more...
Unless there was a trash bag down there at that time.
Yeah, you got trash bags from there?
Maybe. Maybe there wasn't any in the garage, and I went down there and got one.
Do you normally carry a roll of trash bags in your truck?
No.
So there was a roll on your truck.
There was?
Yeah.
Maybe I just grabbed it and brought it with me then.
That would have been kept in the basement, maybe? Or
the basement or the garage.
Or the garage. I'm sorry, what were you saying, Graham?
One of the more kind of poignant or tender moments in all of this was seeing you with your dad when he came in. What was it like when you picked him up at the airport?
It was very strange. It was kind of like I almost knew this was probably the last time I'd ever see him on the outside. In my head, I knew that.
Yeah. What did you guys talk about?
Honestly, like, he just wanted to talk about sports. He just wanted, yeah. He just, like, you know, he's always kind of, like, you know, distance himself from, like a problem type thing. Like, you know, when, like, if there was ever an issue or anything like that, he always want to talk about, like, just bring up, like, when I would try to get him to quit smoking, like, all the time, like, that's after, like, I graduated high school and whatnot, he would...
Are you talking about cigarettes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, he would always, like, just change stuff. He'd be like, oh, you never know what happened in the race, football, just something. I mean, he just never wanted, like, you know, he said, okay, oh, yeah, I'll get to it, and he just, boom, something else. And you know, I just kind of felt like it was kind of like that, you know, like he asked like a few questions, like, you know, do you know where they're at? And do you think you know where they're at or anything like that? And I just, you know, told him no. And then, like, start talking about, just want to talk about sports and just, like, normal things. And just kind of, I'm not sure if he maybe knew anything, you know, maybe he kind of figured out something maybe happened and just wanted to talk to me as his son.
Is it possible if he saw that you were in a stressful situation and wanted to do what he always did, make things comfortable?
I think that was a good way to put it.
I bet you picked up a lot of that from him.
Yeah, because in stressful situations, like, I mean, the gray hair didn't show it, but, like, I try not to be in stress. But, you know, it's, like, you know, I worked on cars, there's a lot of stress. Because it's always, you know, it's on commission. You know, you get paid what you do, not by showing up. So, you know, that Anadarko was a little less stressful. You know, I got paid just to be there. But, you know, it's...
Was your dad's marriage like yours and Shanann's marriage, as far as, like, your dad was the more passive one and your mom was the more dominant?
Mom was always the more aggressive one.
Was she like Shanann in a way? I mean, were you attracted to Shanann because she was kind of like... How your mom and dad's relationship was, or
it was like, you know, it almost mirrored like her mom and dad's relationship, honestly, because her dad's like my dad, because they're both like kind of calm, cool, clever.
I could see that, yeah.
And her mom is very
Sandy rules that roost.
Oh yeah, very. And it's just like, you know, I kind of related it to that, because like her mom always said, like, she always told Shanann that she would marry somebody that was kind of like her dad, and I felt like I was kind of like her dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't like, you know, I couldn't build a lot of things he could, but, you know, our personalities were kind of like, you know, I was always, you know, I think he really liked me the first time he met me, because, like, I was helping Shanann with this, she had got this car from the dealership that she worked at, and she was driving around, and it felt like, you know, the wheels might fall off, and I pulled over where her dad was, and I was, like, I got her new bit jacked up, and I was, like, you know, trying to fix everything. He's saying, like, any other guy she'd ever dated would have just, like, stood by and watched me do it. And so, like, that's when he really, like, kind of liked me.
Took to you.
Yeah, it's just, like, I was always wanting to help people, not to hurt anybody.
So. Well, and you helped her all through her lupus, and you're at the colonoscopy, and you're jacking up the car. And
anytime she had an issue with, like, the car at the Dirty South Customs, and, like, I would just go out to work, see what I could do with it. You know, I would just, you know, do whatever I could to help.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the reasons Frank and Sandy work so well is because Frank let Sandy be Sandy.
Yeah.
And they probably both saw in you that you let Shanann be Shanann.
Yeah, I just, like, you know, I didn't try to change her.
Right.
Like, I just let her be, you know, who she is.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, she's gung-ho. She's, you know, she knows what she wants. She's going to go get it.
Yeah.
And I didn't say, hey, you know, you can't do that. And that's what her first husband did.
Yeah.
He controlled everything. He tried to be Sandy. And it didn't work. And she turned into almost like me. She was like, she just kind of like played back and just kind of like let him do what he was doing. And then I think she learned after that she could just be herself. And then with me, she could definitely be herself.
Yeah.
So that's how it worked.
So do you think your dad had any inkling? Because I'm trying to remember the timing. He showed up when you were still walking around. You weren't in any trouble yet when Ronnie came in.
Yeah, I had met with you the night before, for like 3 or 4 hours. And then I was at Nick and Amanda's house.
Okay.
I met there, and that's when I went to go pick him up.
Okay. And you picked him up, it was early that morning, right?
Yeah, it was like 10:30, I think, when his flight came in.
Okay. And then so from there, you guys probably drove home and then to the police station.
Yep.
And the talks there were no type of confession from you. Okay.
No, it was like... He was just going to wait.
Okay.
I told him, like, you know, if you're hungry, there's like that barbecue joint down the street, yeah. and like, you know, it's good. And just, you know, he told me he never left.
He didn't. I wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was faithful. He was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he lasted that long without food.
We ended up giving him food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was great. And the reason I ask is because when I look back and watch that video, now knowing what I know after talking to you today, I can see how genuine he was. But I just didn't know if you guys had come up with some sort of plan. Okay.
No, we never talked about it.
Okay.
If I had told him anything, he would have probably just told me to tell him right away.
I think you're right.
Now, he would have still loved me either way, but he would have told me if you need to tell him, yeah. like, right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I didn't think I was going to be there for 14, or however long it was, like 10 hours, 7 hours, or something.
You were there a long time.
Yeah, but it was... He would have told me just to tell you.
Yeah.
Did you know walking in there that you were going to tell us? Or did you think...
I didn't... I mean, I knew there was a reason you brought me back in. I know, well, for the...
What'd you think about the polygraph?
That was horrible.
Why do you say that?
I don't know how you do that.
Why do you say that?
Because Tammy's a torturer.
I'm not.
No, like, I mean,
tell
me. You answered. Oh, you asked me questions for like 3 or 4 hours beforehand, and then you do the polygraph, and it's like you just break down somebody's brain to where like
too much.
Too much. Jello, and it's just like I. I know it's you guys have a job and you have a plan and that's you execute it.
She's thorough, right? There's no way to get out of there without the truth.
No, I mean I kind of knew like where because right when he asked me about like Saturday night, when I told your brother walking, I was like, man, she was like going through her head. I was like, bye.
Well, we found out about Nikki right before the polygraph.
I figured that out after. With meeting with John and everybody that she had met with somebody from the CBI, mm-hmm. like on the 14th or the 15th, I was just like, wait, they were talking. Okay. So you already knew. So, but
I mean, I didn't know how extensive it was, but yes, we knew.
Yeah, I mean, I walking in there that day, just walking into that room, I knew I wasn't walking out.
Yeah.
Just the feeling I had walking. Just seeing, I mean, I don't remember if the polygraph stuff was already in there. I think it was. But it was, I knew it.
I just feel like sometimes when people, you know, do the bad thing and they stay, like, some part of me thinks, well, I think they're here because they really want to tell us what happened. Because it's not normal that you want to keep all that in. Like, that just kills people on the inside. And I could tell it was killing you that day.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like that. 13th when I slept in the house, I did nothing. I didn't know anything. I slept maybe like 2 hours because I just finally just got so tired I just fell asleep. I turned, I had every light on. Nothing felt right.
What were you thinking about during your media interviews?
I didn't want to do it.
Why did you do it? Did you feel like you had to do it?
I felt like, you know, they would have just kept knocking on my door until I answered it. And like, I didn't even set it up, but Nicole Atkinson set it up. She told me, hey, Fox
is going to set it up.
She said, Fox is going to be at your house at 10:30. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. And, you know, I think I even called you about it. Like, what do you recommend that I do? And he's like, it's kind of up to you.
Thanks for watching. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Crime Talk.